Hello, everybody. I'm Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, representative, Divine Mission. How are you doing? Did you enjoy the evening watching the awards and accolades presented to those performing the scripted role designed to be parody? You know, come to think of parody, it is the trend to deflect attention from reality. Parody is mockery, satire, not limited to perversion, distortion, and misrepresentation, among many other synonyms related to this word. In present time, I find many bizarre events happening. Among them, there is something that I can personally relate to, and that being my gender and religion, not barring several characteristics about me concocted to be anything but me. Isn't that interesting? I am projected as a male, not a female, while simultaneously a transgender. My religion, despite confirmed as a Hindu, is certified Muslim. My physical features are not spared either. I am caricatured as big horizontally and small vertically, in addition to disproportionality in so many dimensions, with apparently blonde hair, lipstick applied in a manner to have exhausted cosmetic brand 1 month supply in one application. Clothes not considered a requirement, even though I'm draped in a 5.5 yards sari, the Indian garment, or sometimes long tunic / top and pants with long scarf called salwar kameez. This is the traditional Indian attire. This portrayal could be due to one eye on pyramid, lacking 20/20 vision. It's bad enough in a pair with impaired visibility, and a single tunneled vision could miss a lot of things regardless of bright colored clothing. In a way, the distortion of me and my personal appearance through parody made me wonder about their claim on unlimited potential in them to do anything. First of all, let me clarify that I am positive about my gender being female, for I am a mother and experienced childbirth not once but twice. Unless I'm a seahorse, which I'm not, for I exist on land, believe me, and I'm sure you do, for I am under constant surveillance, aren't I? And not underwater. Then the possibility of me being a male going through gestation could be taken into account. That being the reality, their transformation of me from a female to male without having to go through any invasive and complex gender swap medical procedures, simply done via parody and innuendos, preempt this question to them. When you all have such incredible power to make me something that I am not, in terms of my physical anatomy and physiological composition, then you should be able to make wonders in the world. Isn't this a fair suggestion? Would you agree? Beginning with the following tasks. You should be able to tame terrorists from flesh-eating cannibals to grass-munching calves. Be rainmaker in drought-affected parts of the world. Solve the mystery behind missing MH370 Malaysian airline that vanished in thin air. Remember, the victims' families were provided different versions at varying times on the disappearance of the commercial jet with passengers on board. On the environment front, perhaps the satire kings and queens could modify extreme weather conditions to tolerable temperature. After all, parity is defined as an act to influence change. How about make politics depart from empty promises and sloganeering to delivery and substance? Won't that be nice? Similarly, have political members and celebrities surrender wealth held offshore. Last but not the least, why not substitute parody with real comedy, sparing entertainment from devious strategy? Parody is nothing more than a political tool to sneer at the intended target, as I have explained above about my profile taken for granted and disfigured to suit convenience, resulting in self-deprecation for performers and producers alike, much to their disappointment. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, representative Divine Mission. We'll be back soon with much more on many different issues, controversial and congenial. Otherwise, the speculation starts through none other than parody with obituary for me, ignoring my living and breathing existence. Until then, cheers. Thank you.